When well-known Bible teachers start telling us that historical events in the Bible didn't really take place, aren't they saying that God is willing to lie to us? We sure think so, and we'll tell you why on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Theologian Peter Enns begins an article about the first two chapters of Genesis thus: the book of Genesis includes two very different creation stories. This is a common statement made by a lot of people, usually those such as liberal Christians or atheists, who want to undermine belief in the Bible. But Enns claims to be a Bible believer. He just accepts the idea of two creation stories as self-evident. Why? He says God meant them to be understood as pointing to realities deeper than the merely historical. These sort of statements are of concern to us. The apparent story does not have to be true. The real truth is deeper. To me, this sounds like saying God is telling a lie in order to tell us the truth. But it's not meant to be read as history, they object, to which I reply, why not? Enns gives a number of reasons why he thinks the two stories are different. We will object to the term story and refer to both as accounts. He states that the order of events in the first two chapters of Genesis is different. In chapter 1, the creation of plants precedes the creation of man, whereas in chapter 2, the creation of man precedes that of plants. Is this the case? Most emphatically not. Genesis 2 verse 5 refers to types of plants, not plants in general, that God was to plant in the garden. Genesis 2 presupposes Genesis 1, and is best understood as an expansion of the events of day 6.
Visit us at creationmoments.com for a huge selection of books and DVDs about biblical creation and the Bible. Or call 1-800-42-BIBLE and ask how you can get a free ebook on creation.